Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Blue Ocean Strategy Expanded Edition, How to Create Uncontested Market Space and Make the Competition Irrelevant by W. Chan Kim. Is a groundbreaking work that shifts the focus from competing within existing market spaces, already bloodied by competition, red oceans, to creating new unexplored markets or blue oceans. This edition, enriched with new content, tools, and methodologies, provides a comprehensive approach to breaking out of traditional competitive strategic thinking. The authors, W. Chan Kim and Renee Mulborn, chart the course for businesses to step away from cutthroat competition and instead innovate in ways that make the competition irrelevant. By drawing on a decade of new research, this edition brings to light inspiring stories of companies that have successfully implemented blue ocean strategies, transforming their industries and their own fortunes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the concept of blue ocean strategy. The blue ocean strategy challenges traditional competitive strategies by suggesting that success does not come from battling competitors, but from creating blue oceans. New untapped market spaces ripe for innovation. This approach diverges from the crowded and competitive red oceans, where businesses fight over a shrinking profit pool. The book introduces tools and analytic frameworks designed to help businesses break out of the red ocean of bloody competition by creating their own blue oceans. It emphasizes the importance of redefining market boundaries, focusing on the big picture, reaching beyond existing demand, getting the strategic sequence right, and overcoming organizational hurdles. Secondly, eliminating and reducing factors. One of the key strategies of the Blue Ocean approach is to eliminate and reduce factors that industries take for granted. Instead of focusing on beating the competition on the same dimensions, companies should seek to eliminate factors that are no longer relevant to the evolving market landscape. This involves critically assessing industry practices and deciding which factors can be reduced below industry standards. This strategic move not only helps in cost savings but also redefines customer value, leading to the creation of new market spaces that are uncontested. Thirdly, raising and creating factors. In addition to eliminating and reducing factors, a cornerstone of the Blue Ocean strategy is to raise and create value for customers in ways that were not offered before. This involves identifying and focusing on factors that the industry has not offered, raising standards beyond what was previously available, and thereby creating unique value propositions. By doing so, companies can unlock new demand and attract people who never previously considered their product or service offerings, effectively expanding the market and creating a new customer base. Fourthly, the ERRC grid, the Eliminate, Reduce, Raise, Create, ERRC grid is a pivotal tool illustrated in the Blue Ocean strategy for balancing the actions companies need to take to move towards blue oceans. This analytic framework helps firms to systematically evaluate what factors they need to eliminate, reduce, raise, and create to break away from the competition. By deploying the EERRC grid, companies can visually map out their Blue Ocean strategy, ensuring that they simultaneously pursue differentiation and low cost, thus creating a new value curve that sets them apart from competitors. Lastly, overcoming organizational hurdles. Implementing a Blue Ocean strategy requires overcoming significant organizational hurdles and resistance to change. The expanded edition offers fresh insights into managing change processes and rejigging organizational structures to support Blue Ocean strategies. It emphasizes the need for strong leadership and a clear communication of the vision for the Blue Ocean shift. The book provides practical steps for companies to overcome these hurdles, including tips on mobilizing change agents, knocking down organizational silos, and cultivating a culture of trust where innovation can thrive. In conclusion, the Blue Ocean strategy is an essential read for business leaders, strategists, and entrepreneurs aiming to break free from the competitive stalemate and seeking to explore new markets or create new demand. This book is particularly valuable for those who are ready to challenge the status quo, think creatively, and lead their companies into uncharted territories. By applying the principles and strategies outlined in this work, readers can envision a path to success that bypasses the fierce competition characteristic of red oceans. The lessons from the Blue Ocean strategy can benefit not just businesses, but also nonprofits and government organizations looking to innovate within their spaces. In a business landscape that is constantly evolving, mastering the art of creating blue oceans can be a transformative strategy for sustained growth and profitability. If you would like to support W. Chan Kim, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.